Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We will take your calls about anything. Meantime, we'll bring up stuff that you might find interesting, like this story out of Maricopa County. William Grigg over at the Lou Rockwell blog at lourockwell.com is reporting. And Will Grigg is Johnny on the spot when it comes to reporting on the police state and the rise of the, just this tyrannical police state that we really, that's what it is. These people have almost unlimited power and an unlimited ability to get away with things that they're not even supposed to legally be able to get away with.
Sure, and if you question that there's a police state, sounds ludicrous to you, then, well, you already believe the police are doing a good job, and that's one of the problems, is that the people, the citizens of this country that's supposed to be by the people, for the people, of the people, or whatever, aren't watching their own cops. And when you give somebody authority, authority tends to corrupt. And, you know, so you obviously this is, you know, there's going to be a tendency for cops to be corrupt.
Watching them helps a little bit, but it doesn't really stop them from being awful. We've seen there was an example just of last night here in Keene, New Hampshire, or actually nearby Vermont in Bellows Falls up on Route 91 or I-91. One of the Keeniacs got pulled over and harassed and had his car searched. He stayed on the side of the road for 2.5 hours. Even though there was a video camera that arrived on the scene, the cops had methods of dealing with it, and they don't care anyway. They didn't care that the video camera was there. They still illegally searched this guy. They claimed that police dog they brought out lighted on his car, and all they have to do is claim that the dog said, "Oh, the dog said we can go in this car, so you know we can go in." It doesn't matter that you have a video camera. So watching them helps to some extent. Certainly watching them and recording them helps, I think, from the largest perspective, helps people see what's happening.
Yes, I think that's most important.
That's absolutely the most important. So you can see that video over at freekeen.com. But let's talk about Maricopa County, where it's really just the worst of the worst. Because the sheriff there, Joe Arpaio, is one of the most corrupt sheriffs in America, and his minions are just as bad, if not worse. Story from William Grigg. He says, anyone who has the misfortune of being a defendant, even in traffic court, can attest to the tension, anxiety, and humiliation that that experience entails. People who've stood before a judge can also understand just how easy it is to be hit with a contempt citation. I can. And how difficult it is to suppress the urge to display appropriate contempt toward the preening specimen in judicial robes who demands deference of the sort properly reserved for a deity. By way of illustration, about 3 years ago, a Utah man named Kent Jacobson became bored and impatient while a district judge named Leslie Lewis disgorged a long, tiresome harangue about the supposed evils of hunting. Kent's brother, Michael, was accused of poaching. So Kent is not the man who's on trial in this particular case. It's his brother, Michael, who was accused of poaching. So when Kent grew weary of Judge Lewis's monologue, he emitted a sigh and left the courtroom because he wasn't on trial, only to be dragged back in by a bailiff. Lewis, the judge, tauntingly asked Kent if he was bored. When Kent politely began to reply, Lewis cut him off and had him arrested for contempt. I'm not going to argue with you, and you have no business chastising me, sir, and I did not make a comment that you have any right to correct, sneered Lewis as Kent was hauled out in handcuffs. I don't want to hear a word from you. You and I are not in the same position. We're not having a dialogue.
Yeah, you know, and that's what it's about. These people that you pay are not having a dialogue. Their minions, the law enforcement officers that work in their courtroom, they are not interested in enforcing laws. They're interested in doing what that person in the robes say.
Absolutely.
This is an obvious, they're clearly stepping out of their bounds of power.
Who's
going to
convict
him?
Grabbed
the guy outside of the courtroom and drug him back in.
Who's going to convict him of stepping outside of those bounds? The man in the robe?
Right. And as a matter of fact, when it comes to contempt of court, you have to go before the same judge. Don't get some other judge overlooking this case or anything like that. You just have to kiss their butt, and they'll let you out when they feel like it.
The proper response to the judge, of course, would have been, no, we're not in the same position. I'm a productive member of society, and you're a self-important, tax-fed parasite. Fortunately,
that's going to go well.
Lewis became the second district judge in the history of Utah to be removed by a majority vote of the electorate. Boy, I wish we could do that around here. Most of the time, however, judges who display similar arrogant, dismissive contempt for their betters among the productive class are entirely beyond accountability. Perhaps the only people for whom they have anything resembling respect are the armed enforcers who carry out their orders. This is why the only this is why the unfolding confrontation between a judge and the local sheriff's office in Maricopa County in Arizona is so fraught with fascination. Though, on the other hand, I think that we could have a lot worse up here in New Hampshire as far as the judges that we have.
I
really could.
Don't have that big of. I think the judges here get taunted a great deal.
I've actually been trying to take the judge here in town out to lunch.
He probably considers that taunting too.
He's been very nice about it when I've invited him personally. He's been very nice.
It's best for civilized people to treat the mentally ill well.
All right, so here is the story. On Monday, Maricopa Sheriff's Deputy Adam Stoddard went to jail as a result of a contempt charge. Now, this is pretty rare, right? That one of their own has been put in jail in Maricopa County? I mean, this guy had to really cross a line in order to be put in jail as a sheriff's deputy.
Absolutely.
Stoddard, while acting as a bailiff, was videotaped stealing a document from the desk of a defense attorney. Have you seen this, Mark?
Yes, I have. It's very interesting.
The video is pretty boring, but he did it. He absolutely did. The defense attorney was standing there talking to the judge. This guy walks up behind her, fingering through her paperwork.
What's going on here? And then just takes something.
And then slides a sheet out, confers with another one of his agents, and then they walk away with it. And so Stoddard claimed to have seen something in the handwritten documents that constituted a threat to court security. Superior Court Judge Gary Donahoe wasn't buying that explanation and was offended that Stoddard was trying to sell it. However, perhaps mindful of the need to maintain cordial relations with the brown-shirted paladins of public order who carry out his decrees, Judge Donahoe didn't send Stoddard immediately to jail, as you and I would have been, or slap him with a fine, punitive options he wouldn't have hesitated to use against a mere mundane. Instead, he ordered Stoddard to apologize in public to the defense attorney, Joanne Cuccia, for stealing the document and violating the attorney-client privilege. You know, those big black bags and boxes that the attorneys carry into court, that's
sure.
Their evidence and the questions they're going to ask.
And absolutely nobody should be rifling through these people's papers.
Right.
And who the hell does this guy think he is?
Well, as the attorney, he thinks he's untouchable. He works in Maricopa County. And most government people think they're untouchable. Anyway, this attorney had pointed out that she had already been inspected when she walked through the court security. When she went through court security, they opened up her bags, they ruffled through the papers. Obviously, they're not allowed to stop and read them like this guy did. So clearly there was nothing in there that could have been in any way a threat to court security. She'd already been cleared.
Well, if it's a threat to court security, let's produce the document.
Well, they did produce the document. I mean, eventually they went back and they got it later on after they probably had an opportunity to Xerox it. That's likely what they did with it, is it has
seems
some interesting
likely
info.
To me.
They took it out of the room, they used the copying machine, and then when called on it, they just brought the original back. Anyway, so he was ordered, this particular sheriff was ordered to apologize. Now, granted, this compromise created more problems than it would have solved, but Stoddard at least would not have been ignominiously hauled away to jail.
Ignominiously?
Yeah. Anyway, with the support of his dear leader, this is a word I don't know. Look this one up for me, Mark. Oleaginous, O-L-E-Oleaginous, O-L-E-A-G-I-N-O-U-S. This oleaginous proto-fascist named Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Stoddard defied the court order, doubtless perceiving himself to be a martyr to principle, the veritable reincarnation of Sir Thomas More. Stoddard held a press conference to declare, now he was supposed to hold a press conference to apologize, he instead declared that he wouldn't apologize for doing my job, and that saying he's sorry would be a lie.
That might very well be true. Oleaginous means oily or acting in a offensively ingratiating manner.
At some point Monday evening, Stoddard checked into the Maricopa County jail system, a PR-oriented gulag in which male prisoners are required to wear pink underwear, inmates are fed green bologna, and more than a few have died through criminal violence or neglect on the part of Arpaio's brown shirts, not the other prisoners. The sheriffs and the COs themselves are the ones that are in there killing people. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the man did go to jail, but what happened next? There is more to this story.
Well, the sheriff possesses the keys to the jail.
There's more. We'll share it with you in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. They include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. You can edit virtually anything you see there. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
And go check out the LCL report. It's the Low Country Liberty Report, and he's a bibliographer from Savannah, Georgia, and he focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. It's liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folks. Doesn't pretend to be unbiased in reporting and tries to add a little humor to every report. You can find his videos at lclreport.com or join his LCL group on Facebook or Twitter. LCLReport.com.
So we are giving you an update on the shenanigans in Maricopa County. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, one of the most thuggish, corrupt cops, sheriffs in the entire country. It's just a terrible place. It's awful. This man has almost total control and power over the bureaucracies in the area. There was a recent story where his agents actually raided the offices of the city. As I understand, maybe it was the county offices. Anyway, it was a different governmental functionary group that they raided, and they're outrageous. They're not even able to be controlled by their own fellow bureaucrats. They're so out of control. And so what's happened is one of his agents, Adam Stoddard, one of the sheriffs, was working as a bailiff in the court. And during one of the trials, he snuck up behind the defense attorney, rifled through her papers in one of her folders, pulled one of them out, conferred with another bailiff, left the room with the paper. That's when the defense attorney took note of it. She brought it up to the judge. They called him out on it, on the carpet on it. He came back, brought the paper back, figured that would make everything better. Well, it didn't. And the judge, one of the judges, ordered him to apologize publicly to the defense attorney for what he did. Now, a public apology is a pretty easygoing punishment for what's a serious violation of the attorney-client privilege here.
Not to mention just plain old theft.
Well, yeah, there's that, too. So that's a pretty easygoing violation. You and I would have been hit with several contempt of court charges had we done something like that, and it would not have worked, would not have been very good for us.
Yeah, something that would certainly not have worked in our favor.
So he was ordered to apologize, but he refused to. He actually called a press conference to say that he was refusing to apologize, that he couldn't apologize because it would be telling a lie, and he wasn't sorry for doing his job, which is apparently it's his job to steal things from defense attorneys.
Well, cops can't break the law because, well, they're the lawful lawgivers, for gosh darn it. They can't break the law. Anything they take, it's just confiscated. It's not stealing.
So I guess since he did not apologize, that the judge did decide to send him to jail, which shows that old Sheriff Joe doesn't have total control in Maricopa County, but wait till you hear what happened next. Fret not for Adam Stoddard's safety. That's the sheriff in question here. Lou Rockwell. Yeah, the deputy. LouRockwell.com reporting Will Grigg. He writes, as someone Arpaio had described as a political prisoner detained on the orders of a judge with a supposed vendetta against him, Stoddard will be almost certainly spared the indignity of pink underwear and the horrors of green bologna as an inmate in a special detainee-friendly facility referred to as the Mesa Hilton. So they're not putting him in Tent City where he has to endure nights and days out in the desert. So he's not going to be there. He's in a special location.
Well, I think everybody pretty much saw that coming.
But there's more. Here's another unique perk that sets Stoddard apart from the others confined to Arpaio's gulag. The Maricopa County Association of Detention Officers, yes, even prison screws, even they have a union, is standing in solidarity with him. That's why 20 of those intrepid, public-spirited people have suddenly called in sick Tuesday morning, thereby throwing the Superior Court into disarray. So all of the people, it sounds like almost all of them, who were supposed to be on duty in the court on Tuesday morning, called in sick, in support of their cohort in crime, this scumbag Adam Stoddard.
So we're allowed to steal whatever we want to out of defense attorneys' bags, and we don't have to say we're sorry.
Right.
You remember the government saying is it, the saying is working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry.
Right.
And apparently it's true.
Right. Even when it's pretty obvious that what he did was wrong, and he was caught on video doing it, even with all of that, he's still backed up by the thin brown line, or whatever the hell the sheriffs have. For the police, it's the thin blue line. His brotherhood.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, his brotherhood getting behind him, and they're calling in sick to work. But there's more. Things got even nastier when an anonymous bomb threat was called in. That bomb threat, which would be considered an act of terrorism, were it carried out by a common citizen, helped create a large audience for the police union thugs as they made a demand that Stoddard would be released from jail and have his record cleaned. A demand made in similar fashion by advocates of an innocently imprisoned private citizen would probably provoke a RICO prosecution.
I absolutely agree.
Maricopa County Deputy Sean Pierce, speaking on behalf of another tax feeder union, the Deputies Law Enforcement Association, didn't flinch from describing the events of Tuesday morning as a show of support for Stoddard. He said, "I think it sends out a message that this officer has integrity. Why should he apologize for doing his job?" So his fellow officers believe he's got integrity, so they're going to back him up by calling in bomb threats and refusing to go to work.
Well, they don't like the hired muscle doesn't like it that the lawyers that run the show have stuck together. So the hired muscle sticking together. Do you see how the judge is? He's sticking with his bar union, and this is really just a gang fight
versus gang.
This is a turf fight between the
whole thing. Eaters.
Yeah.
The job in question apparently includes stealing proprietary information, violating attorney-client confidentiality, lying about one's actions, and defying an order to make restitution to the victim. Judge Donahoe has ordered me to feel something I do not and say something I cannot, insisted Deputy Stoddard in his Monday evening press conference, but the same can truthfully be said by countless innocent people who have been put through the indignity of the justice system, from those found guilty of traffic violations on the fraudulent, self-interested testimony of traffic cops, to people who have been blackmailed into accepting plea bargains by devious, unprincipled prosecutors. But Deputy Stoddard is one of the sacred personages who wear a government-issued costume and is therefore invested with the supposed authority to kill other human beings. It's just not right for members of that privileged elite to be treated like mere mundanes. Here, or rather hence...
He's right. They absolutely don't get treated like the rest of the citizens, and they don't feel like they should get treated like the rest of the citizens.
Hence the collective tantrum being thrown by Stoddard's fellow tax feeders. How do you top this?
I think it's well written. Points out all the things that are obvious to all Americans, that cops, when they get caught doing something, never pay the same price that we average citizens do.
Not even close.
Any bureaucrat, when caught doing something, generally doesn't get anywhere near the punishment because they were doing their duty. They have sovereign immunity.
Just my job. That's all.
And that's that. They aren't the same as us. The fact is,
look what happens when one of them dies.
Yeah, but they have a big parade. People die every day.
They get special coffins and special treatment, and like you say, there are parades, and they're mourned heavily in the news media. There are even statements made that they are special, and that this is so it's extra sad because it was a police officer.
In this state, they as a matter of fact, that's one of the few ways you can get the death penalty in this state is by shooting an officer.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179. 608-0179.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense Capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense Capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on that list for free. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother's search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search engine results aggregated from 12 major search engines. But unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. So you don't have to worry about them cataloging and saving all your search information and putting cookies on your computer. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
All right, so you can bring up anything. By the way, Julia joining us here for the remainder of the program tonight. Hello, Julia.
Hello.
All right, so we will take your calls about what you want. And we've been talking about corruption. We've been talking about the courts. And since we're on the court topic again here tonight, came across a story that I think somebody sent this to me from the North County Times, nctimes.com. It's about one of those magic words approaches, as so many people have called this show over the years and suggested that, okay, now all you need to do to get the judge to throw the case out is to just utter this phrase at the appropriate time. And I can tell you, I tried one of those magic words things, and it didn't work out for me. I ended up in jail on a contempt of court charge about a year ago. A little over a year ago at this point. And, of course, the people that support the magic words approach would say, well, you just didn't say the right magic words. You didn't say them at the right time in the right fashion.
Yep.
And so,
this is the way magic incantations have been throughout the ages. I remember, when I was younger, I played Dungeons and Dragons. And if you'd have to sort of roll when you were making the magic incantation. And mm-hmm. if you rolled poorly, somehow you stuttered while making the incantation. The demon appeared inside the summoning circle and ate you.
Oh, gosh. That's no good.
So, this is how incantations go. You have to say them at the right time, in the right way.
Right. So there are a number, a bevy of websites out there that purport to know what the right magic words are and that will get you out of a court trial or get the ticket dropped or whatever. You get the judge to just end things right there and then and send you out packing and set you free. And there are a lot of sites that are promoting these ideas, and they're very sexy. They're very interesting, right? I mean, it sounds, wow, okay, well, you know, this is new. This sounds like it could be right. Hey, this person sounds like they've done their research. And the biggest problem with it is some of them, I think, really have done a lot of research. I think a lot of the people that are promoting these ideas, they may not necessarily be scam artists because in some cases, well, on one side of things, there are websites that charge people for this information. And on the other side, there are websites that just present information of this sort where they are giving you a particular strategy to use. And I've spent some time looking into this stuff because to me, it was very, very interesting. And so I was looking into it and, you know, hey, they've got all these citations and these court cases and everything. It sounds like they know what they're talking about. It sounds like this person, whoever it is that wrote this, has really done their research and they know the system. Here's some citations from Black's Law Dictionary and there are all kinds of citations and information. But the thing is, even though they may have done all that research and even though they themselves may actually believe that the tactics work, the courts don't follow their own rules. So it doesn't matter. Even if you do have some sort of process that supposedly by the law should have an effect, it doesn't matter. Because the judge just does whatever he wants. As we've seen, the bailiffs can do almost anything they want, and you can better believe the judge can do pretty much anything that he wants, especially in his own courtroom. So it doesn't matter what you say. So let me tell the story here. Susie Brown is who we're talking about, North County. Not sure where this is. I think it's California. Anyway, the former owner of a mansion who's accused of stealing $1 million worth of fixtures from the bank foreclosed home repeatedly refused to identify herself at her arraignment on Tuesday, prompting a Vista judge to handcuff her in the middle of the proceedings and finally order her to jail. Susie Brown, 45.
You'd think that a person had the right to remain silent at their own proceedings, wouldn't you?
You'd think. Our friend Sam Dodson at the Obscure Truth Network attempted to remain silent when he was taken away.
That didn't go well.
Not give his name. He ended up spending 58 days in jail because of that.
Yeah.
When I was thrown in jail for contempt of court, the first contempt charge was because I spoke out of turn. So at the very beginning of the encounter, I first didn't sit down fast enough, and then secondly spoke out of turn, and so therefore he hit me with a contempt charge there. Back in the secret chamber where they took me after that, one of the other contempt charges was because I didn't answer a question. The other one was because I wouldn't tell him whether or not I would pay a fine or not.
You didn't know.
Yeah. So
the third one was you said you didn't know.
Right. So apparently being silent can get you put in jail as well. And so Ms. Brown, 45 years old, eventually pleaded not guilty to one count of grand theft and one count of felony vandalism, but not until the hearing had been postponed several times because of the unusual actions of the short-haired woman in a pantsuit who, to the amusement of many in the courtroom, she's dressed fine here, to the amusement of many in the courtroom, wouldn't admit she was the defendant. Now, it's not clear why Brown would not acknowledge her identity, which Judge Marshall Hockett eventually confirmed through a copy of her Department of Motor Vehicles photo that the court requested, but Brown apparently contested the legality of the complaint against her issued by the district attorney's office, according to her attorney. Ms. Brown says she has not seen what she calls a genuine charging document. Now, there are those words right there that make me say she's read something on the Internet. She got in trouble for taking fixtures out of her former home, apparently. And that, I don't know, is that a crime? I mean, if you bought a house and you paid for the fixtures, is it a crime to take them out?
Is she being foreclosed upon?
Yes.
Usually if you attach something, it becomes the property of the house owner.
Interesting.
And so, that's true in rentals and things like that. Obviously, it depends on the agreement, but, it depends on whether they'll come after you or not, and apparently they did.
They did come after her. I mean, we're talking about she's been accused of stealing about $250,000 worth of appliances and fixtures from the home. So she was
a lot of fixtures and appliances.
So she was frightened, and she decided that she was going to try a different approach. And so she didn't give her name and indeed claimed she had not seen the genuine charging document, said the public defender who stepped in to represent Brown. And when you say stuff like this, you could say, I don't know this particular claim, this genuine charging document approach, but maybe there's some evidence to say that you should be shown these things. Maybe there's, maybe she could cite some sort of court rule that says that, you, hey, if I demand to be shown the genuine charging document, I should be shown that. Maybe there actually is something in the court rules to back this up. But it doesn't matter. See, that's the point I want to get to.
Because the judge wanted her name, she didn't give it to him, so he locked her butt up.
Right, and as though they would have, even if she had given the name, if she had said, well, I'm not going to continue with this until I see the genuine, this is not a legitimate trial until I am shown the genuine charging document. They're just going to move right ahead.
Listen,
they don't care.
Listen, sweetie pie, I'm the judge, and I say it's a legitimate trial, and it is.
Right.
And if you give me any more trouble, if you don't sit your little butt down, you're going to jail again.
Or they'll look at you cross-eyed and they'll pretend like they don't know what a genuine charging document is or whatever. And they'll just move right along. They'll just steamroll right over whatever it is that that you have.
It may work for the people that that claim these things. I haven't seen any video on that.
Well, the claim is always the claim to back to kind of skate them out of proving it.
There is a claim.
Is that, well, this works. But it worked so well that they swore that they made me swear that I wouldn't show any evidence of it.
Right. I got a settlement from them. I backed them into a corner.
Right.
I got a settlement from them. Usually it's
$50,000.
Five, six, seven digits. And I can't say anything as a result. So I can't show the evidence that it works.
Right. Which is a nice excuse, but it doesn't help any of us. Doesn't prove your claim.
Yep.
And
I'm from the planet Krypton, but I can't show you my magic powers. Otherwise, I will violate my oath with God, and he'll take them away.
So it doesn't matter what you utter. It doesn't matter what you've heard. From what I can tell, I think that the best approach still that I can, from my understanding, has to be Mark Stevens' approach from Adventures in Legaland, where you just ask so many questions, they get tired of you. But I started trying to ask those questions at the wrong time. That's because I wasn't being very deferential to the judge in my trial. So maybe it would have worked better had I been more respectful. I'm still willing to try Mark Stevens' approach. 800-259-9231. He actually gets on the air and will claim that his approach works. More coming up. You can bring up anything. There's more to this story as well. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Give me liberty, or give me death.
Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, the National Journal of Libertarian Opinion, News, Investigation, and Intellectual Exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. If you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we'd like you to vote for us. In fact, we are not currently ahead in the voting contest. It's another tight month here, and we're not going to just pound the hell out of it this month, I don't think, Mark. Maybe we'll do it like a couple times in the beginning.
I'm not really feeling it right now.
Maybe in the middle of the month.
The reason that we're behind is one of our listeners has a vendetta, and he's cheating and pushing up this other podcast that really knows nothing about the cheating, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
And color me uninterested. You know, I just don't care.
Yeah. We'll mention it maybe a few more times throughout the month, but not every day.
If you want to teach this jackball a lesson, go in and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. But
apparently he doesn't have anything better to do than to vote for the other guys.
Just a jerk with a vendetta. That's all.
Okay, so
the podcast at Podcast Alley, although it is an important way for people to find the show, it is a really poorly maintained website with no policing from the webmaster. So,
it's open season then, is what you're saying.
It really is.
Vote.freetalklive.com. It takes only a moment to vote for the show, and it makes a big difference for us. Again, vote.freetalklive.com. So, just telling you briefly about this lady, Susie Brown, 45 years old, allegedly stole $250,000 worth of appliances and fixtures from her, from what was her home. She had a mansion.
She had a nice home. She outfitted that mansion with nice fixtures. Then when she was leaving, because she,
foreclosed on.
So many of these people have been foreclosed on, she took the fixtures, and they decided that made her a thief.
Right, so they went after her, and she thought she was going to be able to pull a fast one. She thought that she probably dug around on the internet and found all manner of websites making all kinds of claims about how, well, if you just utter the right phrase, if you just refuse to do this, or if you just follow these instructions, that this will all go away. That these this band of marauders that is assaulting you and going after you, they'll just disappear. They'll just poof, poof. They'll go away, and it just doesn't work that way. Every time we've seen a story about somebody trying one of these magic methods in court, it never works out for them. And so the story here says that from the start of the afternoon hearing, she would not say who she was. She had no identification with her. Judge in the case, Judge Hockett, asked, "Are you or are you not Suzanne Meredith Brown? You're playing games with the court," he asked as he got fed up. "I'm genuinely not playing games," Brown said with a deferential, somewhat pleading tone. The judge rebuffed her request to approach him. Brown had no attorney, so Hockett asked her if she wanted to represent herself. Apparently loath to agree that she actually was Ms. Brown, she hesitated to accept a form required for self-representation. A few snickers rose from the public gallery. Brown, this is one of the other things that that happens in these cases. They throw things at you that you aren't expecting.
Sure, so, curveballs that have, you know, that are nothing like the website that you read.
Right, because you can read and study and do whatever you can to prepare yourself for this magical approach that you're going to take, but these guys do this for a living. This
right.
guy knows exactly how to handle somebody who's not giving their name. He knows exactly how to handle these situations.
Sure. Here's what a courtroom is. A courtroom is a gang that has established for themselves a monopoly on the dispensement of, well, we'll call it justice, in a specific geographic area. And if you don't go along with what this gang wants, they're going to treat you like gangs treat people that aren't going along with them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's the magic words. Now you know.
So Brown eventually took the form and sat cross-legged on the floor at the back of the courtroom, filling it out while the court addressed other cases. Later, Hockett again called. So he didn't have her arrested and thrown in jail immediately. It was fairly deferential to her her little system that she was attempting to utilize. But later, Hockett again called Brown, and a court employee took her form. This time, the judge asked her approach, but she refused. She requested repeatedly to see the charging documents against her. Clearly, this was her thing, right? This
want to see these charging documents.
Show me the genuine charging document, or we cannot move forward. I refuse to move forward. Well, we're going to move forward whether or not we show it to you. So.
Forward is towards the jail.
Yeah. So she requested these repeatedly. The judge said, "You're not running this court. If it pleases the court, I prefer to stand here if I'm not allowed to inspect the charging instrument against me," Brown said. At that point, sheriff's deputies handcuffed Brown and led her to a glass-enclosed area.
It does not please the court.
For defendants in custody. Hockett appointed a public defender, denying Brown's request for self-representation. Why?
Because he can.
Well, his excuse was, she didn't complete the form. So apparently because she didn't complete the form, remember, he can just come up with whatever the hell he wants to, right? But in this case, she didn't cross all the T's and dot the right I's on the form, and so therefore that grants the judge the ability to just say, "Nah, you can't defend yourself. Here, have this crap can public defender."
Yep.
Because who wants
we're gonna listen to our guy, and we're just gonna ignore you. You're gonna sit there. If you make any more noise, honey, we're gonna have you bound, gagged, and then put in another room, and you can watch through video.
That's almost what they did. After a long conference with the public defender, Brown pleaded not guilty to the charges, obviously accepting her name, reserving the right to contest the document's legal validity, as though that's going to do anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, the story goes on, and it talks a little bit more about her stealing the fixtures from the house. But I just thought it was very interesting from one point to show that here's another example. In case you needed another one, that the magic techniques that you find on the internet are probably not going to work. Go ahead and try it. See what happens, but expect to go to jail if you're going to.
What I want are people that stand behind their magic techniques is what I'm, you know, most interested in.
The people that are promoting them, you mean?
Yes.
Right. Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land at markstevens.net. That's Mark with a C. That's a guy that stands behind his technique, but he doesn't claim it's gonna be a cure-all. He doesn't claim it's a panacea. He does not claim it's going to work every single time. And in fact, you know, he makes it pretty clear that you could end up in jail for trying this technique. But at the same time, he does claim success with essentially just asking so many questions about trying to understand the charges and the proceedings that they basically just get fed up with you, especially in something lightweight like a traffic court situation.
You come in
with six pages of questions that you want to get them to answer in advance of the trial actually happening. I trust Mark Stevens. I met him in person. I think he's a stand-up guy, and he actually has his show airs on LibertyRadioNetwork.com. So if you want to get more of his approach, I would recommend that and his book. But don't think there's anything magical about any of this stuff. These guys are completely arbitrary in their application of their own rules. They don't stand by them. In fact, we found out here that at least in New Hampshire, and it's probably the same way everywhere else because a lot of the Western law systems are very similar across the different areas, the judge can just waive the rules. He can just, sure, there are court rules, and you have to follow them. But he can just decide to, I'm waiving these rules for now, and if you don't like my waiving of these rules, and they don't have to say they're waiving the rules, the judge can just at any time do whatever he wants, and if he's called on it later, he just simply has to justify
it. I waive the rules.
He just has to explain to some sort of panel of his buddies as to why he waived the rules. So there are no rules. They even admit it in their own system.
Yes. And, you know, I was always, you know, coming up in the sort of reading the Republican documents and listening to Republican speakers. We're a nation of laws. That's what makes us special. Mm. You know, this isn't like a dictatorship in a banana republic where, you know, one guy says something and that's what's the, no, actually, which is just a bunch of different little guys and their own little fiefdoms. But no, not a nation of laws. Not really.
It's,
nope.
It's the law for you. Not for them. And so the other part, beyond pointing out the ineffectiveness and the futility of these magical theme or these magical words that are supposed to be uttered in court, is to point out that, look at this guy. I mean, this judge denied the woman a right to represent herself. I mean, that's supposed to be one of the founding options, one of the founding parameters of your this court system, is that you don't have to have an attorney. That you can go in and represent yourself if that's what you choose to do. No, you didn't fill out the form correctly, ma'am, so you'll be having that public defender over there. What's that? Oh, he's drooling? Sorry, you know, we'll just do what we want.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do about it.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. And maybe you are one of the promoters of, maybe you are one of the believers in the magical words theories out there. And you've got a, you've got a story.
Feel free to call in.
Yeah, you got a story you want to tell us? I mean, we've heard some whoppers. We really have. No one can ever back them up with any substantial evidence. They don't even have a court record that they can show. I mean, first of all, nobody goes in with video and audio. They don't ever have that. But they don't ever even have a court record. They don't even have a documentation of their success. Their
a lot of people
success.
Get on the radio telling a lot of tall tales is what I've heard.
Exactly. So I'd still love to hear it. I mean, maybe we're wrong, Mark. Maybe there still is a magic phrase or a magic approach out there that'll just make the judge shrivel on up and run away into his chambers. But I don't think so. So still to come here, 800-259-9231. Your calls about whatever you want. Plus, Julia is going to be telling us about a gas attendant that's a little different from your average gasoline attendant. Now, most people don't get their gas pumped anymore because it's just kind of outdated. There are two states in which that it's mandated, which is really asinine. But this gas attendant doesn't pump gas. In fact, he probably couldn't get his hands or his...
Don't give it away.
Yeah, I don't want to give it away.
We'll be back.
He probably couldn't pump the gas if he wanted to. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.